Good afternoon. So today I've been guided to bring you a verse. It's around awareness of growth, spiritual, emotional, psychological, and it teaches us how and why something happens. So if you would like to just relax, ground your energy, drop your consciousness into the sacred heart of your being. Open up your energy fields and allow the vibration to just run through you. Just take a deep breath in. Hold it at the top. And a deep breath out. You're just centering and relaxing, coming home to yourself and being present and witnessing in this present moment. So as you relax, you can sit with your eyes closed or eyes open. But allow the vibration and the energy to wash through you. Don't attach to the words or the symbols or the pitch of my voice. But just allow the energy, the exchange, the activation, the intention to fuel you on another level. Awareness of growth. There are many ongoing levels of growth throughout your earthly incarnation. Spiritual, psychological, emotional, mental. But the most important is conscious evolution and dimensional awareness. As each layer reveals what is designed to be released and stripped away, it offers valuable insight and a lesson to be harnessed. Each layer of awareness reveals the richness of multidimensional complexity of universal understanding, seen from the perspective of your conscious evolution. Layers within layers, spirals within spirals, can appear never ending, as if you are on a Ferris wheel. What is truly transpiring is deeper awareness and higher conscious understanding. This shifts you into differing dimensional layers of awareness and requires you to overcome, review, and transmute ingrained patternings and beliefs, known or unknown, learnt, imprinted or inherited, consciously or subconsciously. As we learn, we are being called to discern from a higher dimensional perspective, often relearning what has been fed to us as a societal norm. In this discernment, we discover and align with the truth of our divinity. Your enlightenment is reclaiming sovereignty over your entire existence. There are occasions you may feel as if you are on an energetic or spiritual roundabout, as the universe keeps highlighting the same experience until the lesson has been learned, transmuted, and released. Within each cycle, there are subtle differences, within these differences are deeper values to be harnessed, perpetually driving you to your awakening. Storms are simply energetic frequencies of awareness, guiding and shifting your perceptions in the direction that is best served for the trajectory of your soul's intended experience. Sit within the eye of the storm and rise above the chaos of distortion. Witness the depths of magnitude of what is actually occurring. Often these storms are cataclysmic events created by outdated patterning or beliefs being forced into realignment. The more you resist, the harder the lesson. To walk with grace, purpose and understanding is the key. Vibrational realignment and resonance are building blocks for your future experiences. What you concentrate on, you attract into your field. With awareness of where you are and how you arrived here, you awaken to the choices and consequences shaping your soul's journey. Without awareness, we fail to harness the magnitude of these pivotal steps. With recognition, we are freed into vibrancy, integration, and transmutation. As you open to receive higher vibrational resonance, your consciousness rises to embrace deeper lessons, enhancing your forward momentum and wisdom. You are re-emerging into the infinite divide, the divine intelligence through which all wisdom flows. You are coming home to the essence of your original existence, the sovereign soul of compassion and forgiveness that you are. Despite the storms of chaos and the energetic resets, this is a shift to stand in authenticity, to shine in the brilliance of your unique divinity once more. Fasten your seatbelts, for spirit, beloved, as you embark on the infinite journey of discovery within the truth of your soul. So that was the piece that was written. If we look at the teachings within the piece, the growth of a spiral expansion is about life's repetitions are not failures, but refinement, as each cycle is a higher octave. Storms are seen as initiators. Chaotic periods of realignment, dissolving distortion, and returning you to your sovereign truth. The eye of the storm reflects stillness amidst turbulence, reveals clarity. Grace is always hidden within disruption. Sovereign discernment. Growth is reclamation of your own truth from societal programming and inherited patterns. Beginning, not end. Awakening, the threshold, the real journey begins in sovereign creation. We have a voice activation, and it's the song of the spiral. And I'm going to say a sentence and then pause and allow you to say it, to cement this into your own being. So you can either say it out loud or say it in your mind's eye. I stand in the center of the storm. I breathe into the spiral of remembrance. I release the illusions of distortion. I transmute the weight of outdated patterns. I rise, sovereign, in the eye of clarity. I am the spiral awakening. I am the storm made still. I am the sovereign soul. Radiant in divine truth. And so it is. So the reflective journal points. There are four to consider. If you would like to write them down and in your own time, see how they resonate for you. See what lessons are revealed. What are you still harboring onto? What are you not letting go? Where is your resistance? Where in my life do I feel I'm revisiting the same pattern? And what higher lesson is being offered? Where am I a storm? Do I resist or allow? How can I step into the eye and witness with clarity? What beliefs or patterns am I now ready to transmute into light? How do I celebrate my sovereignty in moments of breakthrough? So if you pair that with all of the information and you listen and you understand and you witness the changes within your own experiences, you begin to understand that everything is in the now presence, is in this perfect moment. That's where you make your choices. That's where you make your alignment. That's where you forgive, release, and transmute anything that is no longer in a vibrational match to where you are. It's a big piece of work, and a lot of you will have done a lot of it. Some of you may have even completed and extended beyond it. But there are a lot who are still drowning in the essence of misunderstanding, being towed by the societal norms to try and fit in. This is a call for you to awaken. This is a call for you to stand in your sovereignty and understand that you are a sovereign being. You are authentic. You are majestic. You are pure source. And nothing outside of your own internal universe will ever satisfy you like the whisperings and the love of your own soul. So I invite you to listen to this, but to really listen, not just hear, but listen and understand. To really go beyond and sit within the quiet vortex of your own enlightenment and listen in the stillness, in the silence, to the beauty and the resonance of your own soul, because that is where the magic happens. So I hope you've enjoyed this today, and I'm wishing you well until we meet again. Namaste.